Keith in Pennsylvania is dealing with a leak. Tell us about it.
I have a about an 18-year-old home, colonial home, that has a precast stair, I guess you call them steps, to go into the basement that are pretty typical in many homes that have basements. And I guess when they install those, they have a they have a seal that's installed from the manufacturer. So what I believe that over those 18 years, that may have deteriorated, and we have a leak that goes in the basement. It's not major, but we get the last rain, it came down very, very hard. Within maybe like 8 hours, we got about 10 gallons of water. It just comes from a small area at the bottom of the precast stairs at the foundation. I just want to know how to remedy that. I have started to dig out from the exterior, but that's 7 feet that I have to dig to get to the bottom. And I'm thinking, either should I have an excavator come in and dig out that area to get to the bottom of the steps, or should I seal from the inside?
I think you're working way too hard, my friend. This is a situation that whenever you say that it happens consistent with rainfall, that you can deal with at the top of the surface, not the bottom. It's not like you're going to make it float. You know what I mean? So what I want you to do is to look at two things. Number one, track the drainage of water off the roof to make sure that you're not dumping any water in and around that foundation. If you are, extend the downspouts well past it. Even if you have to use overground downspouts, get it out 4 to 6 feet past the area that's leaking. And the second thing is take a look at the slope at the foundation perimeter and make sure that it's all sloping away from the walls. So away from the well, away from the walls. If you need to add more soil, do not add topsoil. Add clean fill dirt, because you can pack that kind of dirt down really well and it's not as organic. Then you can put a little grass on top of that or stone or mulch. But those two things of maintaining that water around the outside, making sure the water moves around from the house, away from the house, that'll stop the leak. So you don't have to dig down and try to patch it that way.
So a fill dirt, like maybe not a topsoil, just a
clean fill. Yeah, like it kind of looks like a baseball pitcher's mound. It's usually brown and rich like that, and it tamps and packs really well.
Okay, but not topsoil, you're saying?
Not topsoil. Topsoil is very organic. It's like laying sponges around the house.
Okay, all right. Sounds like a good plan to me, and I would give that a shot.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.